Welcome to the 4 Mini Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 14th of January, recording it to 9:14 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were strong. Japan, by the way, was closed, but China, it was China's day here with another 3% plus gains for the mainland indices. Now, what they call QFII speculation has something to do with that, and if you don't know what that means, don't feel badly, because nobody does until they read the article. But basically, what China's doing is that it's changing the rules a little bit to allow more foreign investors to enter the mainland stock market. Now, whatever the merits of that, and I think it's fine, but you don't do something like that unless you want your stock market to move higher. And that's, of course, exactly what it did in here today. Now, as I say, all of the Asian stock markets were firmer today. Europe was mixed, very quiet, very small percentage changes. You could say the same for Wall Street, with the Dow showing a tiny gain and the S&P and now down a tiny bit, looks like 1.25 points. And the NASDAQ was down 0.25%. Well, I should say, you should mention on the S&P, it's down less than 0.1%. Okay. The news development here is that Apple's shares, well, it was a price move, really, rather than anything related to news. But Apple has closed straight around that $500 level here today, and that's its lowest close in quite a while, nearly a year. Well, it's just been hovering slightly above that $500 level. It hadn't actually just closed down there. And that occurred while the RIM, Research in Motion, you remember the old BlackBerry, well, the share price has done well recently, and there's a revival of interest in that device. So those are the big factors that are helping to move those markets, plus Samsung, of course, which remains very strong and is currently outselling Apple. Now, what else happened here in the Americas? Well, not a bad gain by Brazil, and I think that's going to be helped somewhat by China, as were some of the mining shares overall. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bonds slightly steadier, the better gains occurring in Europe, but not all that much. So we're still getting this little rally is continuing. I just want to see. I'm just looking up the U.S. bonds to see how much they've actually rallied. Well, not much. They're basically, but they had broken down out of a range that dated back to June. I'm talking about the U.S. 30-year bond futures now. And so they broke down out of that range, but they were quite oversold, and then they've steadied, and they're edging back up. They're just entering the lower side of that pattern. Now, we'll see. We've got lots of QE taking place, and I don't underestimate the influence of that. And I know that Mr. Bernanke will want to keep bond yields from pushing higher for obvious financing reasons, and he should be able to do so with the size of all that QE that's been going on. But there's no doubt about it that some people have been drifting away from the bond markets here because they haven't performed since June. And stock markets aren't doing all that badly. And I think that once those bond investors think about it for a while, you know, 31 years plus, well, that's quite a bull market, isn't it? Okay, what else is interesting here? In the commodity sector, the grains and beans are strong. Now, they'd been quiet and easing, drifting down for a number of weeks, but we've got a sharp gain here on the soybeans today. I haven't had time to look into that too much, but I've seen the headlines and a couple of short articles, and it basically is on crop shortages, and demand from China may be helping that or adding to that. But that's a problem that we knew we were going to have because there's not that much around in the form of carryover supplies, and that South American crop won't be coming to the markets now, what, for at least another couple of months, probably closer to three. So that's pushed up those food prices here a little bit. And dollar hasn't done much here today. It's actually down a fraction in terms of other currencies. Well, the euro, I'm just looking for it, and it's eluding me here at the moment. But it's steady. Here we go. 133.79. So steady euro. It's steadier than sterling, which has been hovering around the 160 level. Now, precious metals today, we had a good rally by platinum. That's up another $28. Palladium's pushed back above $700. Incidentally, I used that strength in palladium to take a profit on the position that I bought back on the 10th or 8th, I can't remember one of the others, but it's in the report, or it's in the comment of the day. And we've just been using some of these short-term swings while these markets are ranging to just to build up my cash reserves a little bit. Gold has also rallied, although it's $6 off its highs of the day. But bullion is at 1668 and change. And what did I miss? Silver, up 64 cents as I speak. That's taken it up over 31.05 at the moment. Now, the industrial metals had gone in the other direction. We had small declines in all of the industrial metals here today. And as I say, a mixed picture here for most of the commodity markets. So, wrap it all up here. We've got strong stock markets. They are overbought in the short term, but they've been that way then. They've been that way for a while, but they're still holding up very well, and that's just indicating that a little bit more demand. Well, there are more people who are trying to get in than people who are trying to get out. That's the obvious answer to why those markets are holding up. But the leadership is not coming from the U.S. It's coming from Asia here right now with the help of those two dramatic rallies by Japan and particularly China. I say particularly, I think Japan's probably had the bigger rally so far. It started earlier in the middle of November, where it was early December for China. But China's more influential, given that it affects more of the other Asian markets because it's a big consumer of their products, not least the foods. And it's also affecting mining shares around the world, helping to lift them. And so that's the big story with this bit of underperformance here by the bonds, providing some cash for the equity market, no doubt. Currencies, not a whole lot going on here right now. The yen weakened a little bit further today. Asian currencies are generally stronger. And on that note, all the best to all of you.